What is up? And welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Weezer from their Blue album, Buddy Holly. And that kicks off a very special themed episode. I hope you guys had a good week before we get into that. Some updates since last we spoke. I saw Captain America 4. Was it good? Was it bad? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you judge it for yourself. In other news, I also had a wonderful Valentine's weekend. Me and my girlfriend went and saw Captain America 4. And then on Valentine's Day for real, we ended up going to The Beacon, which is the restaurant on the top level of the Prudential Center. Had a great meal. Good food. I had some lobster mac and cheese, some calamari, and some great cocktails. It was a great night. A lot of fun. But now we get back to the theme of tonight's show. Now, we are in the beginning of the year, February, March. This is a very key time. This key time is for awards, to celebrate artists, performers, actors, creators, from music to film to television. Everything under the sun. And so I thought, what a fun theme it would be if I only played songs named after celebrities. Because surprisingly, there are a lot of songs named after celebrities. And they can be named after celebrities for a variety of reasons. Sometimes maybe the song like this, where it's just kind of like a one-off reference in lyrics, but then they name the song after that. Sometimes the song is directly referencing that specific person. Or sometimes it's just called that because. There's a couple instances of just songs that are named after a celebrity just because. That's kind of the vibe. It's kind of quirky, kind of strange. I hope you guys enjoy. I'm sure you're familiar with some of these songs. I know before I get into playing the next song, last night I saw the SNL 50th episode. It was nice and long, nice and lengthy. Still have not seen the concert episode from Friday, but I saw the 50th special, like the actual episode. And I know the BAFTAs were on last night. Also, and the Oscars are in a couple weeks, and I saw the Grammys and the Emmys. So, you know, it's the heat of the awards season. If I had to give my personal best picture hope, I hope that the best picture winner this year is Conclave. It's very unlikely, especially with how Brutalist has been doing, and how some of the other movies have been doing. Saoirse Ronan won something at the BAFTAs last night for Blitz, which I think is the first award that she's won this season. That's on my short list of things to watch. But yeah, Conclave is phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. I know it's on Peacock. That's where I saw it. But give it a watch. Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, and of course Ralph Fiennes. Great movie. Great movie. Go watch it. But now, enough movie talk. Let's listen to more songs about celebrities. And when I was thinking of this playlist, there was, of course, this song and a couple other songs that I thought of. But this next song was one that I thought of almost immediately. And that's because it's about Kill Bill herself, Uma Thurman.
Like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess. sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Childlike your nature, rhythm. You have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them, every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes and see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles but percussion to provide. For me as a guide, y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you could survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future.
That was, of course, Clint Eastwood by the one and only Gorillaz. You knew I had to throw a Gorilla song in there if I could. That is from their first album, and it's a great song. But, of course, that is an example of a song named after a celebrity that really has nothing to do with that celebrity. They continued that trend into their Demon Days album in 2005, which featured a song called Dirty Harry, which, if you know, is a very well-known Clint Eastwood movie. And once again, that song had nothing to do with Dirty Harry or Clint Eastwood. But if you haven't seen the original album Gorillaz music videos, I highly recommend. There are four specifically that you need to watch. If you're getting into Gorillaz, you probably have seen them. If you want to get into Gorillaz, you should definitely watch them. The first is, of course, the Clint Eastwood music video. Phenomenal. The next is my personal favorite song on the album, 19-2000. That music video is also wacky. Someone overlaid it with my preferred version, which is the Soul Child remix, which is a little funkier, a little spunkier. Fun fact, when I was little and I didn't know who Gorillaz was, the first time I heard that song, I thought it was Troy and Gabriella from High School Musical singing to each other. Also, my mom made a mix CD, and the next song after 19-2000 Soul Child Remix, which was number one on the CD, number two was Grooves in the Heart by D-Light. And I thought that was Sharpay singing. I had a whole High School Musical thing going in my brain. I can't explain it, just thought you should know. Going back to the music videos off of the original Gorillaz album, we got Clint Eastwood, we got 19-2000, and then the other two we got are Tomorrow Comes Today, which recycles the prelude from Clint Eastwood into that video. And that video is kind of what defines the band members. So actually, I recommend you watch that one first. And then lastly is Rock the House. I personally think the order you should watch them in is Tomorrow Comes Today, 19-2000, Clint Eastwood, and then Rock the House. Because there, it kind of tells a story, and there's certain characters and parts of it that will make more sense if you watch it specifically in that order. So yeah, once again, I'll say it again. Tomorrow Comes Today, 19-2000, Clint Eastwood, and then Rock the House. If you haven't done so, do it already. The next song I got for you guys, getting back on track, is from a group that I only started listening to recently. But this song I was not familiar with. My girlfriend actually loves this song. And when I was workshopping the idea of this episode and this theme, this song and was something that kind of helped me get with the idea. Now, the song is called Brad Pitt. Still on the celebrity theme. And the group is Coin. And this is from their album, Uncanny Valley.
What you make it, don't make it stop. break all your fingers till you're turning back the clock. Last for the taking, like lemon drop. Honey, I don't want your back against me. Many of the box, I'm living up.
I'm in trouble, but I love you.
That was Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor with their song Marvin Gaye, because they want to get it on. That song is an example of, for example, like the Buddy Holly. It's like, oh, it's like Toss Away. Like, oh, like we're going to reference this artist in this one line, but let's make the song that name. Which is fun. And that's especially a play on words of the song Get It On. And yeah, I like Charlie Puth. He's a silly Billy. What was really funny was during the Grammy, well, it's not funny, but during the Grammys, they took place in LA. And of course you've heard about the fires and the Palisades and around the greater LA area. And one of the things that they did was they did this campaign where artists teamed up with small business owners to help rebuild their businesses. And they had segments throughout the show during the commercials of an artist representing different businesses. And I don't remember which one Charlie Puth did, but he popped up and there was something he said that just made me chuckle. And yeah, that's my most recent memory of Charlie Puth for your enjoyment. So now we're going to move into the songs that are intentionally referencing a person. Whether it be calling them out, using sound bites of them, referencing them as an inspiration, or just referencing them kind of, you know, more on the nose than like a throwaway line or a title that has nothing to do with the artist, or the title about the celebrity that has nothing to do with the content of the song. Whew, that was a lot. So the next song that I've cultivated, catered, brought for your enjoyment is Jack Harlow's song Dua Lipa. And I remember hearing about this song when it was first released because of Dua Lipa's comments about it. And I think she's adjusted to it a little more now. But I remember when it first came out, or even before it came out, I think he played it for her before it came out. She was kind of confused, kind of weirded out. Didn't really know why the song was made. But, and I don't really know either. I don't know. I'm not a huge Jack Harlow fan. I'm more of a Dua Lipa fan than a Jack Harlow fan. But it's funny when artists write songs about other artists. So yeah, here is Jack Harlow's song, Dua Lipa.
Check the web, they out here chewing me up. Fuck it, fade away, I left that Luca knee up. Bucket, I heard from someone, you say you could be us. Nothing, you know my city like the new Korea. Bust it, all these discussions over who could see us. Hush it, I sold them basements out, let's do arenas. Crush it, she looking, I'm blushing, I'm lying, I'm touching. I need this shit to be tooken up, I got accustomed to it. Fuck a leap of faith, I took a jump just like it's nothing. And twist is working, I just put your button to it. All that talk, I'm cutting through it. I ain't no connoisseur, but I like this kind of store. I got nothing to do with who the fuck they think I'm screwing. 9 times out of 10, I had them, then I blew it. But I need some Dua Lipa. I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. I check the web, they are chewing me up. Fuck it, fade away, I left that Luca knee up. Bucket, I heard from someone, you said you could be us. Nothing, you know my city like the new Korea. All these discussions over who could see us. Hush it, I sold them basements out, let's do arenas. Crush it, she looking, I'm blushing, I'm lying, I'm touching. So why you being extra, huh? Being extra. She's a European and she know I'm seeing extra. Got a main character, but you could be an extra. Yes, sir. We the hottest out, used to be next up. Now I'm on some Ariana, thank you next, bruh. Shorty came from Lex and she flexed up. DJ turned these motherfucking pecs up. Need something, I hit my connects up. I
get like 3-something every time I dress up. I told Jesus that I got a confession. We about to be something, they gon' have to catch up. So what's up?
Dua Lipa. I'm trying to do more with her than do a feature. I check the web, they out here chewing me up. Fuck it. Fade away, I left that Luca Neal. Fuck it. I heard from someone, you said you could be us. Nothing.
Why is it so hard to accept the party is over? You came with your new friends and her mom jeans and her new Vans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the blunt. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sing, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite.
Baby mama, I'm sorry you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right. Say you do, 'cause it's hard enough. You got to treat me like this. Lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me? Or just wanna love me?
That was SZA's song Drew Barrymore from her 2017 album Control. That song is very intentional in its naming, because SZA's talked about how when she was growing up, she connected with Drew Barrymore's like child characters in movies, because she was usually the oddball, and that's how SZA felt. She was a little oddball. And so she's always seen Drew Barrymore and her characters as an inspiration. So that's an example of, you know, the title being very intentional, but in a not as creepy way, more of an endearing, inspirational, admiring way. Yes. I'm brain farting right now. Which is a perfect segue into our PSA. Yay! PSA time, PSA time. This PSA is about Balkan Music Night on Saturday, March 8th. Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from southeastern Europe. The 36th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on March 8, 2025, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at the Arts at the Armory, Somerville, Massachusetts. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. That sounds like fun. That's the week of my birthday, so I don't think I'll be going, but by all means, go enjoy some Balkan music. It's always fun to experience music from other parts of the world. Getting back to the theme of the show, the next song that I have for you is actually one of the last songs that I found for this episode. I was just kind of looking, searching, finding songs that weren't just off the top of the dome. And I came across this very interesting song. I've listened to it once. I liked it. But it is by the same guys who do the song Our House, Madness. And they have a song from their album Keep Moving entitled Michael Caine. And it uses a Michael Caine soundbite in the beginning. Didn't really do much research beyond that, but I just think that's such a fun actor to name a song after. And yeah, this is the oldest song on our list. So enjoy this little tune called Michael Caine by Madness. We get ya.
I am Michael Caine.
He's walking there, I'm afraid, I don't know. I see the firemen jumping from the windows. There's panic and I hear somebody scream. He picks up useless paper and puts it in my pocket. I'm trying very hard to keep my fingers clean. I can't remember, tell me what's his name.
My name is Michael Caine.
And all I wanted was a way, a photograph to keep on the road. And all I wanted was a word, a photograph to keep. The sun is laughing, it's another broken morning. I see a shadow and call out to try and warn him. He didn't seem to hear, just turned away.
Nothing you can ever. brought you into my life. Look in my mind. No better place all the time. How they align. Universe must have my back. Up from the sky into my lap. And I know you know that you my soulmate and love that.
That was Pete Davidson by Ariana Grande from 2018 album Sweetener. She wrote that while they were engaged, before she broke off the engagement after Mac Miller passed away. So that was, yeah, that was like the peak of their relationship with each other. And I don't know if writing a song about your fiance is like the sweater theory. If you don't know what the sweater theory is, it is a theory that, the intimate act of knitting a sweater for your romantic partner will inevitably end in your separation. Maybe the same is the case with writing a song as a big artist and adding it to your album and releasing it to the world. Maybe that's the same concept because it's so intimate, but also so visible. But I don't know. Pete's doing great. Got all his tattoos off. Saw him at SNL 50 last night. He was in the John Mulaney Broadway parody sketch, which I've loved that series that they've done with John Mulaney. My favorite, of course, because it's one of my favorites of all time, was Debbie Downer with Bob De Niro and Jimmy Fallon and Ayo Debrie and Drew Barrymore. One that I was sad that didn't show up was Stefan, but Bill Hader was sadly not in attendance, hence why he was also not in the Scared Straight sketch with Eddie Murphy and Will Ferrell together. Super fun. Got a few more songs for you guys, and moving right along, the next song for you is entitled Marilyn Monroe. But this one is not by the one and only Daniel Cohn, which I hate to admit was the first Marilyn Monroe song I thought of when someone said, oh, Marilyn Monroe song, because that was a very dark time of my life. But I'm of course talking about the Nicki Minaj song Marilyn Monroe for you to hear, because it's Nicki Minaj. And when I was listening to the Grammys and they said that only three women had won Best Rap Album, being Sheryl Crow, Cardi B, and now Doechii, I was like, where's Nicki? Where's Nicki? We almost have the same name. Where's Nicki? But she wasn't there. But now she can be here. So here's Marilyn Monroe.
I make mistakes, sometimes I feel She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, oh, that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan.
Drop top, how we rollin' down, don't call it South Beach. Yeah. Look like Kelly rollin', this might be my destiny. Damn. She want me to eat it, I guess then it's on me. Know I got the sauce like a fucking recipe. She just wanna do it for the grand. She just want this money in my hand. I'ma give it to her when she dance, dance, dance. She gon' catch a Uber out the Calabasas.
She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Now yo bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan.
About me back. Just cause they heard where I'm from, they think I'm crazy. Okay, well maybe just a little crazy, just a little. Cause I admit I'm crazy about that lady, yeah. Finger to the world, as fuck you pay. I've been slaving, gun the pussy cause I'm running out of patience. No more waiting, no, no. Dancing like a yo-yo, living life on fast forward, but we fucking slow.
She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo bitch wanna kick it, Jackie Chan. Yo, this wanna kick it, Jackie Chan.
I can't wait for the show. Got that good, yeah, I know. You should not be alone. over that. Hey, she don't wanna think, she don't wanna be no wife. She just wanna stay up late, she just wanna sniff the white. Can't tell her nothing, no, can't tell her nothing, no. She said she too young to want no man, so she gon' call her friends, now that's a plan.
That was Jackie Chan by Tiesto and Zeko featuring Prem, never heard of that, and Post Malone. We do know Post Malone. That was a lot of Post Malone. I'm not complaining. It was good Post Malone, but it was a lot of Post Malone. Jackie Chan, while we're on the topic of Jackie Chan, last week, but I guess since I've last seen you, we saw the end of Cobra Kai, great finish. But the craziest part is that the Karate Kid extended universe is not over. This summer, we are seeing the crossover of the original Karate Kid movies and that one really random Kung Fu Karate Kid movie with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. So Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are teaming up, which is going to be crazy because Cobra Kai had a very unique vibe. Kind of raunchy, kind of silly, kind of teen, doesn't take itself too seriously in the writing department. Still good storytelling, but the writing, but this movie seems stronger, like a much more serious movie. So I'm very interested to see how they build upon Daniel LaRusso's existing adult character, because this apparently takes place, I don't know, maybe a year after the events of the end of Cobra Kai. So they're just hopping right into it. But it's nice because Karate Kid fans are eating good. Cobra Kai again. I know Squid Game, the final season comes out this year, which is good. This summer, blockbusters, crazy. Thunderbolts, the next Marvel movie, I'm super excited for. Fantastic Four, I'm super excited for. The new Jurassic World movie. I'm trying to think of what else off the dome. It's kind of hard, but trust me, there's a lot of good movies coming out this summer with a lot of celebrities. Oh, see how it circles back to the show. The last song I got for you guys before I say goodbye is a song that I was obsessed with when I was little. This is the perfect example of they just picked a name and went with it. The song has nothing to do with this celebrity, but it just makes it oh so much better. I am, of course, speaking about Duck Sauce's beautiful melody entitled Barbara Streisand. Ooh, woo, woo, Barbara Streisand.
New York is the place of opportunities. If there is any place in this world that you want to come to be able to make it big or to go after your dreams, it is New York City.
Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand.
Barbra Streisand. Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
Everybody loves duck sauce. Is this amazing? Is this amazing?
I'll fucking take you to the farmer's market and get you the freshest veggies and shit. Like they serve at Whole Foods.
Y'all take you antiquing and buy you the nicest dollhouse, hand painted.
Oh shit, alright, I'll fucking take you horseback riding on the white sands of sunny Portugal, motherfucker. I'll fucking take you to Martha's Vineyard to go clamming and shit. Eat some bisque, some New England clam chowder up in this piece.
I'll set up a juice cleanse for both of us. We'll do the master cleanse, and I'll help you get the mental clarity that you've always wanted, and help you with your IBS.
I'll fucking take you to a yoga ashram.